Hello, everybody. Want to welcome everybody to the Las Vegas Guys Locker Room, where we're going to discuss some hockey today. Jesse is not with us. This is George, his dad, and I'm going to try to do the best I can to get some information out to all the listeners out there. Let's take a look at the races for the 2023 postseason. There's only 26 days left in the regular season, and the race in each of the four divisions are close. Close. For the Eastern, you have Carolina at 98, New Jersey Devils at 97, and the Rangers at 92. Rangers have won four in a row, too, so they're on a streak. Boston has won three straight. They're at 111. They're already clinched a spot in the playoffs. Toronto, 93. Tampa Bay, 90. New York Islanders for the wild card are on the top right now with 80, with Pittsburgh right behind them at 78, and Florida Panthers at 77. So Pittsburgh and Florida, they need to step it up a notch to get a spot in that wild card. In the Western Division, Dallas is 89, Minnesota 88, Colorado 86. So close. The VGK 92, LA right behind them at 90, and Edmonton close third at 86. They've won three in a row so far. Now the wild card in that spot, that was specific by the way, then a wild card. Seattle Kraken are right behind. They're number one in the wild card spot right now at 83. Winnipeg is right behind them at 81. Calgary at 77 and Nashville at 76. Now remember folks, there's only 26 days left. That doesn't mean much. So a winning is pretty much a must at this point. So I hope everybody's tracking. You know, I grew up as a Boston Bruins fan my whole life, and then when the Vegas Golden Knights came into Vegas, it just picked me up a notch because I was in the Navy for 20 years and I didn't get to watch a lot of hockey. Enjoyed it, but didn't get to watch. Gotta admit, this has been an experience of a lifetime. I really enjoy, especially getting into the fantasy side of hockey, and it was really, really exciting for me. This has been a stellar thing for me this season to watch NHL hockey. Now, the three stars of the week for this week, or top players, Mika Zibanejad of the Rangers, Sikora at the Colorado Avalanche, and then the number three is Swayman for the Boston Bruins, which I had in my fantasy team, and I dropped him because, I mean, I didn't get a lot of play out of him, especially with Ullmark in there. I mean, you're not going to get much play with Swayman, but he did back-to-back shutouts this week. So that's what. In news on the Washington Capitals this week, they're going to honor Alex Ovechkin passing the great Gordie Howe, second place on the NHL gold list earlier this season prior to the game against Columbus Blue Jackets. So that's going to be an honor for Alex. Matty Beniers for Seattle Kraken. This center, he continues to lead the NHL rookies in points. He's got 49 points in 67 games. He's second in faceoffs with 814 and wins 344. The news of the week for Stuart Skinner, the Edmonton Oilers. Skinner is one of two rookie goalies to win 20 games this season. I'm really proud. Congratulations to it. Logan Thompson for the Vegas Golden Knights, second behind Skinner with the most wins by a rookie goalie, 20, but hasn't played in over a month. He's been out with a lower body injury sustained in that 5-1 win against the Minnesota Wild on February 9th. So hopefully he'll be back for the playoffs. Looking forward to that. Anaheim Ducks, they failed to qualify for the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fifth consecutive season. They're already the first ones out of it. Carr will not play for the Avalanche when they host the Chicago Blackhawks on Monday. The defenseman is day-to-day with a lower body injury. The New York Rangers, they were stunning this week. 6 goals on 6 shots in 11 minutes. Unbelievable. They had 13 goals in back-to-back sweep. They had a 6-0 against Pittsburgh on Saturday and a 7-0 against the Nashville Predators on Sunday. 15 unanswered goals in a span of 7 periods. Remarkable. The Rangers are on fire right now. Like I said, they won 4 in a row now. Now, 2023 NHL draft news. The projected number one draft pick this year for 2023 is projected to be Connor Bedard, who has reached 60 goals in 49 WHL games. I know it's the lower league, but that's a lot of goals in just 49 games. 60 goals. Now, just for a quick short for the Fantasy Hockey League update, I gotta cover this. We're already in the playoffs, of course, in the Fantasy Hockey. Week 1 of playoff results are done as of last night. Fifth place, What About Two Dicks, with 180.4. Beat the number 4 place, Flying Squirrel, 175.1. It won by 5.3 points. I had predicted the Blind Squirrel would win that, but got a hand in What About Two Dicks came through. And number 3, Vegas Bald Eagles, with 212.8 points this week, beat the number 6 place, the Kirill Thrill, 194.3. Won by 18.5 points. Sorry, Jesse. Now, this week in playoffs, we have number 5, What About Two Dicks, because they won, they will face the number 1 seed, ESPN Auto Draft. And number 3, the Vegas Bald Eagles, will face the number 2, Las Vegas Rooks. So, good luck to everybody on that. Next week, we will know who is in the championship match, and I can't wait to talk about that. Well, that's all I had for this week. I just wanted to get some information out there to you, and I hope you have a grand week this week, and enjoy the hockey while it's here, because once it's gone, it's going to be boring. Bye, guys. God bless.